When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and good morning. Oh, my God, we got an amazing weekend ahead of us. Beautiful weather.
Gorgeous.
It actually feels like we want to be outside, right?
Yep.
I actually even got my mom out walking a little bit, you know?
Oh, really?
I tell you, it's like, I don't know. Sometimes you kind of have to get a little beat up just to get somebody out there, and then they recognize the beauty of everybody out there.
That's
so
great.
Anyways, welcome, Sherry. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's been an incredible week. My summit is winding down, and we got to interview you.
I know. I'm so excited.
Been
in fact, I want to invite people to that, so we're going to tell them all about that. And I'm going to be on Monday, correct? That's when mine's playing?
I will look at the schedule.
Yeah,
you are on.
You've got an amazing amount of guests on there, and good job to
you.
Very good.
It was a dream for a long time, and it finally
manifested. Isn't that amazing when you get something done that you have been putting off, and you just do it?
Yes.
So I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Well, I do want to welcome everyone to the Kim Pagano Show. Tom, how are you today?
Everything's good on Saturday morning.
There you go. Did you have a good week?
Yeah, great week, and good times this weekend. We're going to hit, 90 degrees?
I know. I'm telling you. I've been actually walking again. Walking and trying to work out, trying to eat healthy, trying to kind of like be mindful about my body, and it's working.
Good.
And you want to know, it's so funny. I was telling my husband, I'm looking thinner. And he goes, okay. And I go, no. I think I'm almost thin now. It's like, you know, I'm like trying to like
okay.
get
hmm.
there, you
Not
know?
Sure if that's the
Why?
That's a man answer, okay? Or you do, or...
No. It's about positive thinking. It's about really thinking that you are, you know... Because, you know what? So many times we think we set ourselves up for failure. And so I'm already feeling thinner.
Good.
You look thinner.
Tom, you look thinner.
Oh, you know?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, summertime's coming.
I got to wear your contacts.
They're
going to start thinking about that with summer clothes, right?
You know? There you go. So, but, you know, you have really good arms. Are you still rowing?
not as much. Okay. I have to get back out there. And I yes, they're really good for your arms. And I'm going to get back out there.
That's
going to
be my goal, is to get my arms back
in
shape.
It's all about balance. You know?
There you go. Anyways, I am so glad that you are tuning in right now. I know you got lots of choices, but you are waking up to the positive side here and starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We talk about the brighter side of life. And again, Jennifer will be back next week, but shout out to her. I know. I love her energy. But anyways, I do want everybody to know about our newsletter that goes out every week. And that's kind of a little blog about all of us and kind of where we are in life and just a positive look at life. And so thank you for being a part of that, Sherry, too.
I love it. Also
Jennifer. And also we talk about all the things that you could possibly win. And there is so many things. We just actually had Paul Martin's restaurant join us. And if anybody's ever eaten there, oh my God, it's all really clean food, really great food. So we've got a gift certificate for that too. And again, I want to tell you, these are all my favorite places that I eat at, and that's why I want to share them all with you. So again, we've got lots of fun things to talk about, and I'm so glad that you are here. The number to call in is different than all the other shows. So the number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And if you have anything in the 805 or anywhere that you want to spread the word about anything that's going on in the an event or your business and you want us to spread the word, call us at that number, or you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And we've been having tons of winners. We want to hear from you. And I love all of our regulars. Tom, how do you handle all those regular people that call all the time, which we love that. I want to hear from you. But of course, you know, there's rules, and we can't have them win every they have to wait 30 days. Is that correct?
Yes, every 30 days is good, because we have a lot of listeners and we want to spread the love.
There you go. So anyways, we'd love hearing from you, but we want to make sure that everybody gets a piece of what we're giving away. So today, I do want to tell you a little bit about our show. We've got Lisa Marie Jenkins, and what a great book, Wake Up Beauty. It's not about the prints. And so she's going to be talking a little bit about that. Then also joining us today is Mike Lemel, and he's going to be talking Enough Already, Create Success on Your Own Terms. That's what the show is all about, the brighter side of life. And with that, Tom, you want to talk about all of our stuff that we're giving away?
Well, we do have Paul Martin's, a $25 gift certificate there. Also, Famous Dave's Barbecue gift certificate for $25. California Strawberry Festival is coming May 16th and 17th. We have four packs for that for the whole family. Easter on the Farm, admission tickets at the Underwood Family Farms in Moore Park. That's a whole lot of fun for the fam. We take our kids there for Easter. It's a great time. Catch Me If You Can, you know the movie. Now we have the play, and that's at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. And that runs through April 5th. How about the 40th Caneo Valley Home Remodeling and Gourmet Food Truck event? That's running April 18th and 19th. Westlake Hyatt Plaza, that's where that's going to be. Rotary Clubs of Thousand Oaks and Caneo Valley are presenting the 39th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show. I go way back on that into the early 70s, late 60s for the Chili Cook-Off and Caneo Valley days. It's a bunch of fun in T.O. Caneo Valley Players, how about them? And they are doing How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Excellent play. That's a classic. And finally, going through to May 1st at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, the Amazing Automobiles, the Ultimate Car Exhibit is happening. And that is really good. I went there, took lots of pictures, and had a great time. Those are the prizes you can win with Kim.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Tom. And again, you know the phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. The other thing that I want to remind you all, that we are here from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And all of our shows are different. We always have different guests. And so I want you to be a part of all those things. And we've got some great guests today. On our 7 o'clock show, we actually have our Camarillo Yoga Center, and we have Audrey. She's going to be joining us. So I would love, if you are into yoga and you want to hear from somebody who's super passionate about it, definitely stay with us until 7 o'clock, and 7 to 8 she'll be on. So let's bring our first guest on, and Lisa Marie Jenkins, and her book is, I love this name, Wake Up Beauty, It's Not About the Prince. Lisa, are you there?
I am. Hi there.
How are you?
I'm great.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Wow, where should I start? This has been an amazing journey the last 2 years. So I left corporate America after over 20 years. And
how many times do we hear that? That you know, I love that. It's almost like, I don't want to say corporate America is like the bad thing, but it's like sometimes we're doing what everybody else wants us to do.
Exactly.
And I think that's the message that we keep hearing is, what about when it's your thing? You know what I mean? Where, you know, it's interesting. We have a couple of different businesses, and I was doing hair the other day, and one of my girlfriends that I do, she's got several kids, and her son was always wanting to work for his friends' businesses, and they all have, you know, sons. And she said, well, you're never going to be the star if they have somebody who else is, you know, in their business that's a family member. And, you know, it's kind of, I mean, you can, because you can still be somebody. And it's just a stepping stone. And so do you think that the corporate America was a stepping stone for you?
I don't think it was a stepping stone, because I spent over 20 years there and I had a lot of success and I had a lot of fun. But there's a point where I really got tuned into my own passion, my own calling. And interestingly enough, my calling is really to go back, and for a lot of the reasons that women leave corporate is because of a lot of environments can be toxic, and a lot of them can be very unfriendly to women. So my work now is really going back and helping cultures change and bringing in the feminine strength, if you will, to bring the cultures back.
You know, that's interesting, Lisa, because I always found that sometimes women can really, go after each other in the corporate world.
Oh, and that's part of the problem. Yeah, that's one of the things. That, you know, when you hear about the glass ceiling in corporate for women, women are part of that problem, because women compete and compare and criticize
each
other.
It's amazing.
Instead of supporting each other on the
So are you helping, you know, sort of close the gap in that area?
Yeah, that's one of the key things. It's about teaching them to bring feminine qualities into the business, right? Don't lead like a man. Bring your authentic self as a woman, because thanks to the millennials, they're really showing that we need authentic, true, transformational leaders that are transparent, that know how to be compassionate and show empathy and tell their story and be real, not be an authoritative, patriarchal, expert type of leader, but to really get in the trenches with them and lead. And so women naturally have more collaborative skills, more they're greater emotional intelligence, right? And that's really being called for in the workforce. So
I know one of the issues is getting paid for what you're worth. And I'm not just talking about as a job, but as a, you know, healer or even
knowing your own worth, though.
Or,
I mean,
kind of knowing what you're. Yeah. In other
words,
do you think that's a woman's issue?
Well, it could be a man's issue, too. But I know there's a lot of women that don't get paid for what they're worth.
Well, and there's a couple things around that. And I'm constantly reading articles. And I just read an article that came out in the LA Times the other day, I think yesterday or the day before, about how the average male nurse makes $51,000 more a year than the female nurse. But
wow.
Part of it is women don't ask. You don't ask, you don't get. Women, I read a huge it kind of made me sad on a statistic that when women get a job offer, only about 20% of them will negotiate their salary. Hmm. Whereas for men, it's more about 65% of them will negotiate their salary. So women often don't ask for it.
Or the women are afraid.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm here. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry Geba, Tom, and we're talking with Lisa Marie Jenkins. We're talking about Wake Up Beauty. It's not about the prints. And so what does that name mean to you?
To me, it sounds like a beauty book. So I know it's not a beauty book, but I'm wondering.
It's definitely not a beauty book.
But I'm wondering why you came up with that title.
It's really a play on women are often conditioned to believe that their holy grail or their happiness or their contentment will come when they find Prince Charming, or, you know, that it's to be found in romantic love. And what the reason I picked that title, Wake Up Beauty, it's not about the prince, is because I'm sort of playing on defunking the myth that Sleeping Beauty really didn't wake up when Prince Charming kissed her. She went to sleep. She went to sleep on herself. She went to sleep on her own passion and purpose and worth, and igniting that from within, because she was looking outside of herself and for the prince to provide that. So I think that women's roles today, especially in Western society and Western culture in the U.S., because we are empowered, privileged women that already have equality, our role is to really wake up to our passion and our calling, and we kind of need to lead bringing that feminine voice into the world and changing the world, getting out of this patriarchal way, this authoritative way and start, you know, taking care of Mother Earth, right? There's a reason we call it Mother Earth. And I don't know about you, but I've never heard anybody dispute that and say it should be called Father Earth, right? We're the caretakers of the earth.
So are you more of a feminist? And I see that in your book, a feminista, right?
Because, you know, the word feminist has such a negative connotation still today. Even my son, who's only 21, sees feminists as a negative. And it's kind of a leftover from the 70s when we had kind of the radical women's movement. And there was a lot of anger. And it probably needed so to just bring it forth. But today, feminist isn't, I don't like the word because it's negative, right? It immediately puts you in a negative box, I think. So I retermed it feminista because the feminista is all about, not so much about equality as much as it is about masculine and feminine balance and the qualities and the characteristics we bring. And the feminista is, she's about sensuality. She's about caring about the earth. She's about empathy.
I like that name. I like feminista. You know what? I mean, I have always worked really hard. I've got four children. I'm married. You know, we have a couple businesses ourselves. And, you know, I have always been, I am woman, watch me roar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting. I was watching a show the other night, and it was Madam Secretary. Have you ever watched that show?
I've heard about it.
Yeah. You know, and one of the questions she presented to her husband in there, Tom, have you ever watched that show?
Is that the one with the girl, Julie Louis-Dreyfus,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I've seen a couple.
Yeah,
she's
and
great.
She, you know, she's the secretary of the country, you know, and they move into.
Oh, no, that's not that show.
No, it's on Netflix. It's on Netflix. Anyways, and she asked her husband, are you okay with this? Because I know I got a lot of power, you know, and some men have a hard time with that. Some men are attracted to that, and I think that you can still keep your, I don't want to say your place, but you're
feminine and powerful.
Yeah, and your couplehood, you don't have to be powerful in your couplehood, but you can be, you know, we still have to maintain our position in whatever we have in our life. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. I think it goes back to being authentic, right?
Yeah.
You know, when I say masculine and feminine, I'm not necessarily meaning men and women. There are certainly many women that are more masculine than they are feminine. And I don't mean because of the way they dress or their sexual orientation. I mean just, you know, the masculine is the action taker. That masculine is the linear, the analytical, the logical, the decisiveness. And the feminine is the empathy, the compassion, the collaboration, the intuitive, and more of the creative piece, right? And we all need both because you can. If you have all this inspiration, but you don't have the courage or the confidence to take action and bring it forth, then it's no good. And then when you have just purely doing things from a masculine position where you take action, but you're not, it's not inspired action, right? It's not for creating a greater impact to the world or society or serving in some way, then that's no good either. So we've been living in a really masculine world, right? You just look at the business environment, the military, it's a very authoritative, patriarchal, linear. And it's good. We needed it, right? It got us bridges. It got us technology. But now, you know, the planet's in kind of trouble, right? We need to bring more of the feminine because we've got to start caring about.
So how do we do that, Lisa? How do you bring that in? I mean, I see that you're a corporate leader, trainer. Do you go into companies? You know, it's great to have a book out there. There are many books out there on the subject. But how do we actually make that difference?
So the difference comes, it's twofold. And this is the first step that I think is really relevant is that women lack a lot of confidence and courage to take risks and to be decisive. So women, you know, today, and this is interesting because women represent 50% of the workforce. Women earn 60 to 65% of all degrees now in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
bachelor and graduate degrees. Yet women only hold on average 14% of leadership roles, and that's political officials elected, that's the C-suite and corporations and so forth. So there's a big disparity there, and it's because women have felt like I either got to do it the traditional masculine way, which isn't comfortable for a lot of women, so they just don't do it at all. So it's about, you know, our work and our personal lives have all melded together with the connectivity that we have today. And so,
well, Lisa, you talk about play big. What do you mean by play big?
Play big doesn't mean that you have to have a big title or a huge income or some grandiose thing. Playing big means that you are bringing into the world whatever your calling is, whatever your gift is, whatever lights you up, whatever you can share with the world that somehow makes the world a better place.
So how can we bring this into the workplace? How can we bring this into solo entrepreneurship? How are you actually bringing this out? I mean, besides
give us some tips.
It's about teaching them a little confidence and courage to start stepping up and not just doing it the same old way, but doing it as authentically as a woman.
Do you go into companies and do that?
Absolutely. I teach women how to tune in, get clarity, find the courage, start building the courage muscle, if you will, because it is important.
How do you even get your foot in the door if it's a masculine, patriarchal
Great question.
Society?
Great
you know,
question.
How do you go in there and say, I want to teach women how to,
because
you know.
I work, because a lot of companies, especially that are very, tend to be male-dominated, and I fortunately came from high tech, so
high tech
is one of the most male-dominated industries, so they all have big initiatives to bring more women into leadership. Number one, not only just the pressure that they're feeling that, you know, you're only eight, you know, like Google is 28% or 23% women, right? So they get a lot of, you know, they're a public company, they get a lot of pressure, but they're finally realizing there's so many studies out there now that show that companies that employ the most women in senior managers and in the C-suite, they outperform their competitors on every measure of profitability. And it's because of, not because women are better, but because now you have diversity of thought. You have diversity of skill sets, and therefore you have more creativity and more.
But why are we so behind the time with daycare? You know, I was a single mom. I had to find, you know, daycare. It was very difficult. I know my daughter has a high-powered publicity position, and I don't know how she's going to manage it. I think she'd like me to take care of her babies when she
Well,
has
I have my
day.
Daughter having twins right now, and,
so
you know,
to,
yeah.
Why are we so behind the times with finding daycare for these working moms?
Why are we so behind
the times? Like, in other words, in other societies like Sweden, and you know, they have more programs. They have opportunities to bring your babies to work. They have daycare on the premises.
They're catering to women's needs. You're absolutely right.
Family policy is one of the big changes that has to start happening in our country for sure. Because even today, women are still, even if they're married and you have both the husband and wife both have high powered careers. The domestic and the family raising, the majority is still falling on the woman.
Always
too.
Falling on the woman. So what can someone do who's listening today, make some changes?
Oh, number one, I think it's start bringing it up. Start having conversations. Start talking about it within your HR organization. But I think this is really big for women, and I bet you can identify with this, Kim. A lot of times women get really focused on, my husband doesn't do it my way, and I don't like it, so I'm just going to do it all, right? So what if he doesn't do it exactly your way? Maybe he doesn't bathe and dress the children exactly the way you want to do it, but if he's willing to step in and he does it a bit differently, give up some control and let him start having some of that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I see that with my daughter, because my daughter can be, sorry if you're listening, honey, but
controlling.
Very controlling, wants it done a certain way, nags at the boyfriend, and the boyfriend can't do it right. It's like, just let him do what he does, you know?
Yeah. Thank God that he's helping. He wants to help. He's willing to help.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah,
I think so. Women have to give up a little bit of that control. That, you know what? Maybe it's not going to get done exactly how I would do it, but it's getting done, and it's taking some pressure off me. That gives me a little more freedom.
Lisa, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I just realized we didn't give anything away to start off the show with, and so let's. You know what? I've actually got Easter on the farm admission tickets over at Underwood Family Farms in Moore Park. Let's start off with that. I've got tickets for that. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. That is at the Underwood Farms. Come celebrate Easter on the farm with a springtime Easter festival at Underwood Family Farms in Moore Park from 9 to 6, beginning on March 28th today, and also all the way through April 6th. So with that, we've got a lot happening. We've got lots more. So again, write that phone number down, 419-0008. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're talking with Lisa Marie Jenkins. We're talking about her book, Wake Up Beauty. It's not about the prince. What are we going to find in your book?
Well, you're really going to find a journey that takes you really deeply inward so that you can learn to live powerfully outward. And, you know, one of the biggest things in my book that I talk about and you mentioned it, Kim, right off in the beginning of the show. You were talking about you were getting out there walking, and you said to your husband, I'm already skinnier. You have to visualize and emulate who you want to be, right? So you step into emulate. Maybe you're not there yet, but if you emulate and you feel this and you take it on, you attract that and you become that. And It's just
that's so resonates because really I was that was kind of where I was going to start our show today is how you see yourself is how we act.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so we have to imagine ourselves on top of that mountain feeling the most incredible feeling. We want to, if you can't expect or imagine yourself there, guess what? You're not going to be there.
Exactly. If you don't aim high, you're going to end up somewhere low.
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge. And so we have to imagine our kids being successful. We have to imagine our health, our family healthy. And, and we just need to see that vision as a victory. That's what this is all about.
That's a big one for women because women can be so others focused because we are, wives and mothers. And we can be very others focused and forget to create that vision for ourselves in our own lives. Because often women mistake, I believe, their roles for their calling in life, for their purpose.
Yeah, and I love your message on the back of your book. You are the one you have been waiting for. Let's leave it on that because that's a great note right there. I love that. You know what? I always say, be your own best friend, and that's what this whole show is about. It's a reminder of starting your day in a positive way and being your own best friend. Be your own support leader and your own support, and you know what? Cheer yourself on and be around people that love and admire you.
Did something happen to you that made you change, directions?
That allowed me to change direction.
Yeah, that made you decide to. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of things, but what it goes back to to kind of emulating what you were just talking about. When I was 8 years old, my father died abruptly, and I literally adopted the misbelief as a young child that I was not as good as other people because we didn't have a dad, and I really internalized that, and I grew up very painfully, and just because I had such an inferiority complex because of that. And then when I got in high school and I blossomed a bit and I was getting a little positive attention for my looks, to overcome that, I started noticing people that I saw as confident, powerful, successful. And I literally it was more of a coping mechanism. I didn't do it consciously, but I did it to manage myself in the world. So it's like, when I feel inferior or I feel a lot of fear, I'm just going to act as if I'm all of that, right?
And wow.
So what happened is once I got through college and I, in the business world, I was more like a man. And like any door that opened for me, I ran through it. I didn't worry about if I had all the skill set. I just said, I want this.
So you kind of went on what I call fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. And now I think everybody needs to start there. I really do. I really believe that in my heart. Everybody needs to start there. Fake it till you make it. But then once you're able to really walk in your authentic, being authentic about how you really feel and you own it, that's when you're going to start to see all the doors open.
Yeah,
if you can't visualize it, how can you become it?
Exactly.
One thing I still see, though, is, it just saddens me to think it's 2015, but there's often just a lot of jealousy with other women. I know that when my book came out and I was doing some television and I didn't get all the support from my colleagues that I thought I would have. It was really more a lot of naysayers.
And well, that's funny that you say that because I remember when I, 2 years ago when I first launched and I decided to leave my job and my benefits and my big fat paycheck and a lot of my other professional girlfriends, I said, I'm going to be a speaker and an author and a coach. And they looked at me cross-eyed and they were like, what?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? And but yet if I told them I had a date the night before, they'd be so excited about that.
Isn't that crazy? Well, that's what, and really that's what this show is all about. Really,
well, I think women are still identified as if you have a, quote, man or relationship, then you have something. And I couldn't agree with you more.
And that's what happened to me. As I became an adult, I'm not as good as other people because I don't have a dad, translated into I'm not as good as other people unless I have a partner, a husband.
Wow. That's an interesting metaphor there.
And it's a message that you sent yourself for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Unconsciously, because it was a part of me. Didn't even realize it was the tape playing. But Kim, it's what you just said. That was my...
Well, we got to talk, Lisa, because I lost my dad 3 months ago, and this is Sherry, and, I described to people losing my dad, and I'm a grown woman, well into her 50s. It was like the ground beneath me was taken away.
But your dad left you so many amazing things.
Yes,
we feel him all the time. And you know what, Lisa, I would love to have you back. I'd love to talk to you more, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Yeah, Absolutely.
Can you share our show with everybody so we can get this out there?
And where to get your book.
Yeah, and where do we get your book?
You can get my book at your favorite retailer. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your independent book resellers, or from my website, lisamariejenkins.com.
You got it.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Lisa.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we are going to talk with, I hope I get his name right, Mike Lamel, and we're going to talk about Enough Already, Create Success on Your Own Terms. That's really what it is. You know, I kind of wanted to just, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how are you looking at yourself? Are you visualizing yourself? Are we, you know, what are we seeing ourselves as? And that's so important, because if you can't visualize it, you're not going to ever be it. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. Right now, I'd love to do another giveaway. And what I would love to do is when we come back, I'm going to talk about a couple things that are happening. But let's give away $25 Famous Dave's. And I love their ribs. I love barbecue soft, period, you know.
People laugh at me. It's like, have a little chicken with your barbecue sauce.
That's how me too. I love it. Anyway, so let's do that right now. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. I look forward to talking to you. Stay with us. We got lots more.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice, but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Panel. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, and waking up here on the positive side of life. It's really about, you know, starting your day in a positive way, right?
It is about being positive, and it's also questioning things.
Yeah. Well, you know, not everything resonates with everybody, and so you kind of like,
yeah, we were having a little dialogue before, you know, during the break about our guests and, you know, being inquisitive and kind of having them reach out, kind of like reach for their, let's just pull things out from them. What are they really trying to say?
What's their message, right? What's their message? Well, I mean, you know, that's what everybody's
Tom's
got a message. I know. Well, what's your thought?
What am I trying to say, Tom?
I would just say that, and not that I consider it male bashing, but I've worked with a lot of, and when
beautiful the one thing women, nice women, right?
The one thing that I would have asked her, when she said the average male nurse makes $50,000 a year more, no bloody way. It's impossible.
That's a pretty low. I couldn't believe $50,000
a year. So what? Is a female nurse making 70 and a male nurse is making 120?
That was
10, 15, 20%.
Why didn't you speak up? Why didn't you say something? Come on. You know what? And it's all relative.
There's certain statements that are made where you're like, really?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said? I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm about finding out the solutions. I'm solution and goal oriented. It's like, okay, this is really good information, and I was trying to pull out. Now, what are we going to do with that? How do we go into corporations and change the culture? How do we do it? You know, I have a young daughter. She's 30. What can she do in her corporate life to change the way things are going? I don't know. I don't know if she's exactly true, because I look at my daughter's career and it's like mostly women. Mostly women doing really well.
Yeah, I think that if you have women supporting women again, you know, it kind of takes
me back.
They're
so nurturing, but they'll tear each other's throats out.
Yeah, but I just don't.
Like a mismatch there.
I think there's a walking contradiction.
I'm going to go back to, it's interesting, we were talking about, you know, I've got two boys and two girls. Okay, and the boys kind of idolize their mom. They look up to their dad, but they idolize
their
mom.
They'll make good husbands.
But the daughters kind of, mom, why would you wear that? Or why would, you know what I mean? It's something that is inbred in us. I think we have to try to, compete. And
getting back to her, maybe she was talking about the technological field. You know, maybe that's still highly male dominated, right?
Well, nursing is still female dominated.
Yes.
So if the couple of guys that get in there are making more than the women, I give the guys a big knuckle and exploding hand.
I probably say they're doctors. They're probably doctors.
Well, okay, then she was.
I don't know. So anyways, but you know what?
$1,000 a year more.
Whoever asks for what they think they deserve, that's the bottom line right there. I think that's the message that I'm going
to
take
with
it.
And why are people afraid to ask? Why are women afraid to ask?
Because they don't think they're worth it. So anyways, again, you got to believe in yourself. So
maybe Mike has some answers for us today.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited. Our next guest is Mike. Is it LaMalle?
I am LA.
Oh, I am LA. Okay, I am LA. I should have got that. Okay.
That sounds like I am LA.
Yeah, there you go. And enough already. Create success on your own terms. I love that you are joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you get started? And
did you hear any of the last interview by any chance?
Yeah, I heard a very small amount of it. But, first of all, thank you for having me on. It's such an honor. And yeah, I think that I love what you guys were saying about really just having the confidence in yourself to ask for what you want. And I think that's all, you know, success really is. It's just that level of self-acceptance that this is who I am, this is what I deserve, and the life that I want to create.
You know, it's been tough for me because I'm going to just use me as an example. I have a social worker background, but I'm a businesswoman. You know, I'm a solo entrepreneur. I'm a therapist. I wrote a book and, you know, I have courses and this and that. It's very hard because I have that, like, I'm sort of like going to take care of the world kind of mentality. So it's been very difficult to kind of find the balance.
Yeah, totally. And I think what one thing that comes up for me a lot is that there's this blanket definition of success out there. You know, we all think money, power, fame, that's what I'm going after. And maybe that's true for you, but maybe it's not. And what I found is that so many people are out there, you know, trying to achieve this level of success, and then all of a sudden they're burnt out and miserable and realize it's never what they wanted in the first place.
So
and that's really my story.
What is your what is your definition of success?
I knew I was going to get asked.
Well, you know, I mean, because I like the idea that we broaden it and it be beyond the finances, although money can be important.
No, sure. And I think money is hugely important. And for me, it's really about priorities. So healing is a huge priority for me. I don't work more than 6 hours a day. I, you know, have my herbal tea. I have my green smoothie. I'm really focused on having the time and space to heal. And also freedom. I've done the PR lifestyle. I've been attached to a computer 24/7. And that's really not something I want. So just having the freedom to spend my days the way I want. I'm a writer. I'm a coach and work with people, but there's very little follow-up. And yes, of course, security and money are a piece of it. But it's down the wrong of priority.
So you're a coach. Really, you're also a life coach?
Exactly, yeah.
And how do you get clients?
I write. I mean, I'm a writer by nature. And so I have a weekday blog every single weekday about how to create success in your own terms. And then I guest post for a wide variety of national and international outlets.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. And so tell us, I mean, how long have you been blogging?
I've been blogging now for 2 years.
2 years. Okay. It's so interesting to me by blogging. I mean, we blog in our newsletters and I love it. It's, do you have a topic every week or every day, or how do you pick your topics?
Yeah. So it's kind of funny. It's actually, I have this rule, current and relevant. So it's got to be current for me and relevant for them so that I'm emotionally and intellectually attached. And so really it can be anything. It could be, I got in a fight with my boyfriend. It could be, you know, I had a crazy client session, and I filter it through the lens of what my blog is about. My blog is about creating success on your own terms. So I look for, okay, this just came up for me. Maybe I went to the movies. What did that teach me about creating success on my own terms? And very easily, I'm able to produce a post that is relevant for them, but that I feel personally attached to and can kind of flow out of me.
That's interesting.
I'm just looking at you blog on the Elephant Journal. I've heard about that. What are some of the more successful blogs that you're on?
Sure. So I love writing for Mind Body Green. That's one of my absolute favorites. It's the most popular wellness site out there. Brazen Light is kind of for entrepreneurs and a lot of millennial young people, as is Under 30 CEO. And that's one of my absolute favorites because it's really about young people who are kind of going against the grain and really creating the lives they want. So those are some of the favorite ones I write for.
And what is Elephant Journal?
Oh, what is, sorry, Elephant Journal specifically?
Yeah.
That's, it's a more spiritual kind of wellness type site.
Yeah, I've never even heard of these blogs. I blog on beliefnet.com and Intent, which are, you know, those are great websites, but I've never even heard of the one you're on. Are you reaching a younger audience?
You know, partially. Some of them are younger, like Under 30 CEO or YFS Magazine are kind of younger. But Mind Body Green, if you aren't on that one, you should definitely be reading it. Really, all of the best wellness experts out there today are all over that site.
Wow.
It's just a wonderful
Good to
site.
Know.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, thank you for waking up and starting your day in a positive way. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking to Mike IMLA, and we're talking about his book, Enough Already, Create Success on Your Own Terms. You talk about 12 steps in your book. What are those 12 steps?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so the first step, obviously, is really to define success for yourself. You know, exactly what it is that you want out of life, and then create that blueprint so that you can go after it. And the second step is really using fear as a compass now. So, you know exactly what you're most afraid of, and it's subjective. So, you know, everybody says, you know, if you can jump out of an airplane and wear booty shorts, then you're courageous. But actually, courage is more about what's personally attached to you. So, you know, what you're most afraid of is always the thing that's holding you back from success because it represents your limiting belief. And then it's really about, you know, understanding that your greatest weakness is probably a strength just channeled the wrong way. And so the third step is really about, you know, looking at what you're bad at and how the context you live in is helping that or hurting that. And, you know, one of my favorite stories I talk about in the book is a good friend of mine. She's a graphic designer, but she used to be a receptionist. And she hated her job. She spent all day on social media. She decided to quit, start, you know, being a graphic designer, didn't know anything about it, taught herself. And she's now, you know, a really well-known, famous graphic designer because all she had to do was switch the context. And those same skills became a lot more relevant.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. And, you know, I liked what you said is sometimes our biggest fear is really something that we just need to channel in a different way.
And absolutely.
Yeah, and I love that because so many of us, that is what holds us back. And, you know, I mean, I think that's so interesting.
I'm sorry, I got very caught up in this Mind Body Green. I had no idea it exists.
It's such a good site. Absolutely.
Well, I think it goes to show, Kim, that having someone young on our show, like, brings us new
no,
ideas.
No, I love, I always say it's like school on air. I learn something every day on our show, and it's great.
You get a little stagnated, the same old, you know, Huffington Post and this and that. It's really good to know
there's
that.
Always something new out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so we were on that list of 12 steps.
Exactly. So I just gave you the third one, I believe. So the fourth one would be really letting passion lead the way. You know, I think that all of us have these, you know, dark moments. We don't know which path to take. You know, it's dark. And really, our inner fire is our passion. And what I love to say about passion is, you know, I come from Jewish and Italian families, so I know a thing or two about passion. And it's just, it kind of captures you. You know, the dish is thrown, you're screaming. You really lose control because you lose yourself in something that you are so passionate about. And that's really where you find yourself. You know, it's the things that make you get out of your head and make you lose yourself are the absolute areas that you're finding yourself.
I like that.
But what about a plan A and plan B? Because not everybody gets to just quit their job. You know, I think about...
Totally. Well, I think what's so important here is that, you know, and I talked about this in my blog today, so great timing, is that when I think back over the last 10 years, I am shocked at what happened. And what I say in my book is that if you take one tiny, tiny step every single day, by the end of your year, you'll be 365 times closer to accomplishing your dream.
I love that. Right there. I mean, I always say put one foot in front of the other and just keep going, right?
Yes, that's it. I mean, it's not about jumping ahead. It's not about comparing yourself. I think that's really the heart of this book is it's about self-acceptance. So your definition of success has nothing to do with anyone else. There's no need to compare. And in fact, nobody else can judge if you're successful or not because you are the one who defined it. You're playing by your own rules. So forget about other people. No comparison.
Do you think young people today feel entitled to more?
I think that young people today want more. And I think that in some cases, you know, really can be seen as entitled. And I'm not going to defend my entire generation. A lot of people want it and don't want to work for it. But I also think that some of that perception is that young people don't want the same level of success or the same type of success that other generations have had. And so some people are, you know, traveling the world and taking odd jobs. And who's to say that that's any less successful if that person feels happier?
Right. So defining success again in a whole new way.
Right.
And I love that you've made your life a priority to yourself, you know, of how many hours you work, so many of us kind of get on the grindstone and we just keep going. We can't get off of that, you know, that wheel. And we really just, we don't honor our bodies or our souls or our, you know, our lives.
Right.
Where did you learn that?
Oh, the hard way. So I started a PR agency when I was 22 with a bunch of executives from really big agencies. I was thrown very early into the fast-paced world of movie premieres and, you know, healthcare reform and all of this great stuff. And I was totally swallowed up by it. I had no foundation. I was basically an alcoholic. And one day, I woke up vomiting blood. Mm-hmm. And that lasted for about 2 months. And it was an entire journey where I realized, you know, I'm a healthcare reform expert. And I'm sick as a dog, and maybe I don't have it as figured out as I thought I did. And so it took me, you know, 3 years of really going to herbal school, going to nutrition school, relearning everything I ever believed about myself.
Wait, Mike, you know, so you went to herbal school and nutrition school?
I did, yeah.
So you took a non-holistic way of getting sober?
Yeah, well, I mean, the funny thing with the soberness is actually when I really tapped into self-help and spirituality and, started healing myself through herbs and acupuncture, I didn't even want a sip of booze. I never wanted it once I really felt good. And I found that it was that self-esteem that I was drinking because I was not matched. I wasn't aligned with who I really was. And the second I walked into that alignment, I realized I want to feel this way all the time. I don't want to ever be taken away from it.
So who were you and now who are you?
So who was I then? It was really the kind of young PR executive that was off to parties boozing all the time. And now I'm a deeply spiritual person. I'm really into healing myself and other people. And, you know, my real goal is just to make as much of a contribution to the world as I can every day.
Well, I find that your generation, a lot of them are kind of disassociated from themselves, just having sort of an instant gratification society with technology and internet and video gaming. And I sometimes will be talking to my daughter or my nephew, and it's like, hello, are you there? It's like they're not really present. So I think you have so much to offer this generation to really help them, you know, wake up to their presence, not even just their authenticity, but their presence.
Sherry, you just mentioned a really good point, because a lot of, senior citizens, they are not really as technology as we are. Although it's funny because they sometimes complain, like, you know, that we're on our phones, but then once they learn how to do it, then they want to be, you know, it's addicting. It's kind of like a you know, circle. And but
well, we're gonna have to have you back on our recovery
show.
Yeah,
definitely, because but not only that, is sometimes it's just put away all these electronics and just be with yourself.
Well, put away all the distractions.
All
that's
the
really
distractions,
what addiction,
yeah.
That's really what addiction is. It's a distraction. Mm-hmm. You'll have to let everybody know, Mike, about the Recovery Today Summit that I'm putting on. I had no idea that you were someone in recovery. And if you if you go to www.recoverytodaysummit.com, I'm on there. Kim's on there, and about 25 other guests.
Yeah, we would love you to, you know, and we would love you to come back for our recovery show.
Yeah.
That's Saturdays from 2 to 3 right here, and right now we are every other Saturday, but we're growing like leaps and bounds. So.
Oh, great. Yeah, absolutely love to.
Yeah.
I think it's important to get that word out.
Yeah. So here's my question to you. What's your message? What's your message that you can share with all of our listeners?
So my message is really just that success is really about self-acceptance when we get down to it. It's really about allowing yourself to be who you want to be without the distractions, without what your mom thinks and your boyfriend thinks and your wife thinks, everything else, just really allowing what you want and then going and achieving it. And I always say, you know, we're always cycling through deeper and deeper levels of success throughout our lives, because we're always cycling through deeper and deeper levels of self-acceptance. You never have to try to be yourself. If you're trying, it means you're being somebody else. So just allow what's naturally you to flow and let your life be easy.
Wow.
Congratulations,
that's really, yeah,
for you finding yourself.
Yeah, I think that's really good. And at such a young age, you know. And, you know, I think that it's important. Did you not like yourself then? I mean, I think that's probably a you know, obviously it's a honest answer right there.
I'm happy to say I didn't. I thought that I had all these skills, and if I used my skills, you know, in the ways that other people like them, then I would matter, then I would be important, then I would be good enough. And what I realized is, and that's why the title is Enough Already. On the one hand, it's enough already. I am so fed up with you shoving your definition of success down my throat. But on the other hand, it's enough already. I am enough already. I'm good enough to create the life I want. And I can just accept myself now and go on and create it. So, I wasn't accepting myself. I didn't like myself. And, it, you know, the book really guides you through my own journey, through how I achieved it and how you can do it too.
Wow. Well, you know what? And do you like yourself now?
Oh, I love myself. Like I said, I don't ever want to drink alcohol because I don't want to spend a minute away from myself. I love who I am. I try to be a better person every day. I'm constantly growing. I'm not perfect, but... I'm on my path. And so
I love that. I don't
want
to spend another minute for myself. That's
beautiful. That
said.
Is really, I like that too.
Or another minute away from yourself. You don't want to spend
right,
I love
exactly.
that.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much for being a guest here. And please share our show with everyone. And again, we'd love to have you back because you've got a lot of messages
Young
out there.
Young wisdom.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for having me. This
Where do
so
we
fun.
Find your book?
You can find my book at any of the major bookstores, Barnes & Noble, it's on Amazon, and a bunch of independents. So the safest bet is jump on Amazon, but it should be anywhere most books are sold.
Well, Enough Already. I'm so glad that you wrote that and that you found yourself and that you're helping other people find themselves.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. I know we are at the end of our show, right? We got a little bit longer.
About 4 minutes left.
4 minutes. Well, you know what? Let's just do some giving away. And also, I want to do a couple little shout-outs here. But I've got Paul Martins, as I mentioned. They just joined our show. And I've got a $25 gift certificate to them. And let me just tell you, some of their mushroom soup over there, their salmon, their tacos. I can't tell you. These are all my favorites. And just another great place to go and eat and enjoy. Love their little patio. And they're, you know, all this stuff. Anyways, we've got that right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, we've got tickets to the 40th Caneo Valley Home Remodeling, and I'd love to give that away, too. That is April 18th and 19th over at Westlake Hyatt, and they're going to have gourmet food trucks there, and that's Saturday. only, and it's 11 to 4. So give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. Our next show, we're going to be talking with Audrey, and we're going to be talking, we've got a caretaker that we're going to be talking about. He's got a book. And then also, we've got a restaurant that is right around here that's got a new thing happening, and we are going to be joining them, and we've got tickets for you. So stay with us. We got a lot of stuff that we are doing. So again, our show here, 6 to 7 and 7 to 8, and we're going to take a really quick break. Sherry, anything you want to add to this now?
I just want to add that, Kim, you're going to actually be on Monday, March 30th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, which would be 2 o'clock Pacific Time.
Okay.
On the Recovery Today Summit. You're going to talk a little bit about communicating with your kids, looking for the signs and symptoms of addiction or mental health issues. It's an amazing summit. It's absolutely free. We have over 20 guests. Some of the guests have actually been on the Kim Pagano Show and the Brighter Side of Recovery. You just go to www.recoverytodaysummit.com.
There you go. All right. We are going to end this hour with, of course, a moment of happiness. Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, you can do better. With that, this is what this is all about, the brighter side of life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.